This is the ELMA. This is dictating for the ELMA hemodialysis outpatient unit. Fax of 989-463-0359. The patient is Robert Seely, S-E-E-L-E-Y, birth date May 7th, 1939. History. Mr. Seely is a 73-year-old male patient who has been on hemodialysis in the ELMA unit for the last 2 years. He has been, his last hospital stay was in September of 2011 with a syncopal episode and an elevated potassium of 7. Since that time, he has been much more compliant with his diet and has not experienced any elevated potassium levels or recurrent hospitalizations for any reason. He has had several fistulograms since that time with angioplasty with improved flow rates in the fistula. He is very compliant with his dialysis every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and does not experience symptomatic hypotension or cramping during his treatments. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial arrhythmia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and anemia of chronic disease. Past surgical history, he had placement of a left upper extremity AV fistula for hemodialysis access, bilateral cataract removal, and right inguinal hernia repair. Social history, the patient does not smoke, does not consume alcohol or use illicit drugs, and currently lives with his wife. Family history is non-contributory. Allergies, he has no known drug allergies. Medications, Dialyvite vitamins 1 daily, Lantus insulin 10 units at bedtime, Lisinopril 20 milligrams at bedtime, Lopressor 100 milligrams BID, the vitamin D 2,000 units daily, Foslo 667 milligrams 3 with each meal, Renvela 800 milligrams 2 with each meal, Sensipar 30 milligrams 1 daily, and Zocor 40 milligrams 1 at bedtime. Review of systems, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. The patient wears glasses for reading and distance vision, mild hearing difficulty, no hearing aids required. Cardiovascular, significant for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, no current chest pain or orthopnea. Respiratory, no wheezing, shortness of breath, no history of asthma. Gastrointestinal, occasional constipation, no gastroesophageal reflux disease, no history of ulcers. GU, the patient rarely urinates, but no history of kidney stones, no dysuria, no blood in the urine. Integumentary, no history of skin ulcerations or skin cancer removal. Neurological, no history of TIAs or CVAs, no sensory or motor deficits. Objective, physical examination, general, the patient is alert and oriented, very pleasant and cooperative. Current dry weight is 93 kilograms. Blood pressure, 140 over 68, pulse, 72, regular. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no bruise. Heart, S1, S2, with regular rate and rhythm, and a pansystolic murmur, no rubs. Lungs have clear lung sounds bilaterally with bilateral equal excursion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses are 2+, bilaterally. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12, grossly intact with no sensory or motor deficits. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013, albumin 3.9, calcium 8.3, creatinine 9.87, consistent for the last 6 months, ferritin 598, hemoglobin 10.1, potassium 5.4, phosphorus 5.5, SGOT 16, urea reduction rate 73%, and KT/B is 1.53. Assessment and plan: end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. The patient will continue to dialyze 3 times a week for 3 hours and 15 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He will receive Epogen, 2,200 units on Monday and Wednesday, Venofer 50 milligrams once per week on Monday, and Hectorol 1.5 micrograms with each treatment Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. His last intake of thyroid hormone level was 275 in November of 2012. And the patient will not receive heparin during dialysis due to chronic mild thrombocytopenia. Most recent platelet level was 123,000. Generally does not get below 100,000 though. And continue all current medications.